Hello there, and welcome to another podcast of the Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon.
Wait, no, what? That's not my name.
Oh, yeah? Okay, wait, let me try it again. Welcome to the Tonight Show starring Ethan Liu and KKKK Din Kwong.
Hey.
Tonight on our amazing podcast, we have me, Ethan, my co-host, Kaden, who's dancing right now.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And then we have Jacqueline, Lauren, and Arthur, all from 7P's. Okay, now it's time for Arthur Wong, talking about Mesopotamia metalworking.
They invented metalworking and armor. Metalworking can help by making strong, advanced tools that they can use to make stronger buildings. And then they can make stronger walls so they can scare other enemies.
Thank you, Arthur, for that very long, detailed 17-second thing on Mesopotamian metalworking. Next up is Jacqueline Zong on the Mesopotamian cuneiform, which is their
alphabet.
Cuneiform was one of the most important inventions made by the Mesopotamians. It was the first form of writing. Mesopotamians would use reeds cut into a wedge shape, then press the reed into soft clay to make different symbols. Cuneiform slowly changed over many years and eventually became into letters, which is what we use now for our form of writing. Now, we see letters everywhere, books, documents, signs, and we write and speak letters too. As you can see, the invention of cuneiform has greatly impacted our life.
Read.
Okay, thanks, Jacqueline, on that long and even more detailed thingamabobber on Mesopotamian cuneiform, the alphabet. Okay, I'm going to hand it over to Lauren of 7P today as our special guest. That's same speciality as the other special guest. She's going to talk about Mesopotamian wheels, woo!
Two-wheel carts, wheels, and chariots were very important to the Mesopotamians. Two-wheel carts were important to the Mesopotamians because it helped them travel around wherever they needed to go. Wheels were important because it helped Mesopotamians do their pottery. Chariots were important because it helped the Mesopotamians travel and it also helped them in the war.
Oh, okay, thank you, Lauren. Now it's time for my co-host, Kaden Kwong.
Ayo. The Mesopotamians made the first type of water transport, which was a boat. This helped them get across large bodies of water, and today we have new and improved versions of it, such as cruise ships. It helps in the biome, because there was lots of flooding, and it helps them get across water. When they got to the different places, they performed rituals and used music to worship the gods they made. They were one of the first people to create music, which inspired many people to make their own music, including Celine Dion. One of the first instruments they made are lyres.
Are you saying that they lie a lot?
No, the instrument was the lyre.
Oh, okay.
Okay, thank you, me, for that about water transport. And now we have Ethan Liu talking about the entertainment.
Of Mesopotamia! Thanks for the intro, Kaden. Mesopotamians had many technologies. But they were not only for living and other important stuffs. The Mesopotamians also had things for entertainment and games. I mean, that is important, but still. Okay, entertainment might seem minor, but it plays a big part in modern life. No instruments, no band, no honors band. Yay, no singing, talking, joking, or general communication. Why would we ever need phones? So, no phones. Yeah, no phones. No games and phones. Kaden, do you know what Fortnite is?
No, I think it's a new game that no one knows about yet.
Oh, yeah, wait, yeah. Well, anyways, if Fortnite's gone, that's a good thing. Here's a better example of what would happen if we had no games. There would be no fun at all. There, that's better. Anyways, I'll introduce some of those amazing inventions. Number one, the drums. Fun fact, they learned how to hit things to make sound. Whoa! Epiphany! Mind blown! Why didn't we think of that earlier?
Whoa!
Number two, the lyre. And no, it's the instrument lyre, not the lyre, pants on fire lyre. Or the lyre, Caden on fire lyre.
Excuse me.
It's the lyre instrument lyre, which I actually corrected Caden on earlier. It's actually like a mini harp. And according to some mythologies in Greek, I think, it is said to be sounding so good that a god decided it was good enough to be a bribe. So yeah, he got bribed, yeah. Okay. The lyre! Woo! Okay. Number three, it's a hedgehog harp. Its name tells it all. It is a limestone hedgehog on a cart made of bituminous stone. It is thought to be a toy or an offering to the gods. Yeah, it looked really cool too. Number four, it's the Royal Game of Ur. The Royal Game of Ur was basically an ancient trouble game with different rules. Number five, it's a random assortment of objects. This includes playing with the hoops, wattles, and spinning tops, and also the jump ropes and the funny play weapons. These play weapons may be the very roots of Fortnite, so if you don't like Fortnite, blame the Mesopotamians. Okay, bye.
Okay, thank you, Afin, for that on Mesopotamian entertainment. And in conclusion, we learned that Mesopotamia made the first type of metalworking to make armors to protect themselves. They made wheels for transport. They made boats for water transport. They made the first form of writing, which was cuneiform. And they made all sorts of different entertainment.
Yep, that's about right. And thank you for coming tonight on the Tonight Podcast. With Ethan Liu and Caden Kwan.
Thanks for coming. See you next time, yo.
Yep. Bye. Stay tuned for another podcast of the Tonight Podcast. If you're listening, Apple, please sponsor us. Microsoft, too, please. Thanks. And we're really done now.